all 60s hits to your morning. When it's early in the morning, over by the window, day is dawning. Flash Phelps in the morning. SiriusXM, 60s Gold.
Funny Farm at 60s Gold. Well, what a comeback for the Dodgers. They were down 5-0. They came back 5-5. Then the Yankees went back up. Then they tied, and Dodgers tied it and went up by one. And they win it in the end. So they win the World Series. And how about Freddie Freeman? He was the MVP. You know who's very happy? Our friend Jack. He's been calling in many, many years, over 20 years right here. And he's the hugest Dodgers fan. He was so disappointed when the Astros beat him that year. And he was just screaming about it, if you remember how upset he was. Well, you know he's got to be happy right now. 60s, there he is. Hello?
Hi, Flash.
Hey, Jack.
A very happy Jack.
You're a happy Jack. I bet you are, after the Dodgers won.
Happy Jack by the Who.
Oh, that's a good one.
Happy Jack Meyer in Fresno.
You are, aren't you?
P-H-R-E-S-N-O, California.
P-H-R-E-S-N-O, California. You even know how to spell it right. I know you're happy because what a win for your Dodgers again. That's the second time in 4 years, too.
Fang Clan member number 839.
That is your number.
One of the happiest Dodger fans on the face of the earth.
No, you got to do it with echo if you're going to say that. One of the happiest Dodgers fans on the face of this earth. You got to say it like that. All right, it's 60s Gold. Congratulations, Jack. We're glad for you because I know you are a huge Dodgers fan. There'll be a parade for you on the way, and I know you'll be there.
My tears are falling because you've taken her away.
Gold.
Sirius XM, 60s Gold on the Flash Old 20 Farm. Yes, it is. Halloween is we're celebrating. Oh, no. National Doorbell Day, and there goes my doorbell again. Can you hang on? I got to go. It's the kids. They trick-or-treat during the day here. So you hang on. Hold on. I got to go. Let me go over here. Run to the door. Oh, gosh. There's a... Oh, my gosh, I'm looking. You see the way they're dressed up right now. I got to do video of this. This is great. All right. Hey, kids, what are you doing out there? You all right? There you go.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Here's some, how about candy for you?
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother?
Who's that?
He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin.
Yeah, well, he'll show.
It's there. So embarrassing to have to ask.
There you
for
go.
Something extra for that blockhead lion.
Well, here you go. These are the kids at my door. What was that?
I got 5 pieces of candy.
Yeah.
I got a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I got a quarter. I got a rock.
I had to give him a rock. He had a little trouble with the scissors. He cut too many holes for the eyes in that sheet. I don't know who that was, that blockhead. It's 60s Gold. I think he's a rock.
A winter's day.
Word Holly around here. 60s, hello.
Where is the Christmas music?
I'm going to let you know where Holly is tomorrow. I got to stay with the Halloween theme right now here at 60s Gold. How about Bobby Boris Pickett? We already played Monster Mash. Let's play this sound from Bobby Boris Pickett.
Well, I just flew in from Boris's bed. I said that fool is going mad. He's locked in his lab. Counting his cash that he made on his dance called the Monster Mash.
I'm on your monster, give a monster mash.
All the vampires,
monster mash.
Zombies dig it,
monster mash.
Ghouls dig it.
Rise and shine with Flash Phelps.
Beautiful morning.
Play all 60s hits. Sirius XM 60s Gold. Always on the Sirius XM app.
Sirius XM 60s Gold.
Sirius XM 60s Gold. We are on Halloween, and Janine Stang's with us, National Anthem Girl, who always has fun stories about going out and trick-or-treating.
Yeah, no, I do. I didn't do much trick-or-treating, but I think the thing that sticks out of my mind the most is when I did go to my neighbor across the street when I was a kid. I was so excited because I was like, well, she knows us and she's going to give us some good stuff. And you know what she dumped in my bag and my brother's bag?
What's that?
A roll of pennies.
Oh, I like that.
I didn't like that. You can't eat that. And I just remember thinking, this is literally like the dumb, like, look, I mean, I'm sure nowadays people would love it for the nostalgia. Who even sees pennies anymore? Roll of pennies, roll of pennies. That was, I would love to hear the worst that people have gotten.
Oh, I got a rock. All right, we'll see what it is. 60s gold.
It's the season of pumpkin spice and spooky songs from the 60s.
They played the Monster Mash.
Our listener voted top 13 songs of Halloween.
Spooky.
Today, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on 60s Gold and in the SiriusXM app.
All 60s hits. 60s Gold. Nonstop music.
It was a graveyard smash.
With a spooky little girl like you.
I think you deserve Happy Halloween.
On our transistor radio.
A music revolution took place in the 60s.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
SiriusXM, 60s Gold. SiriusXM, 60s Gold with Flash Phelps.
Loving Spoonful on the Flash Phelps Honey Farm at 60s Gold. We have Girl Scout Founder Day. You know why they call it that? Yeah, because you know who was born on today's date? Yeah, Juliette Lowe. Very good. We lost her back in 1927. Yeah, she was born in 1860. You talk about the Girl Scouts, talk about Savannah, Georgia. Could that be the city of the day? We'll find out. It was a very big time for L.A. At least you guys didn't have to wait as long as we did. We had to wait till almost 12 midnight last night to see what was going to go on in that win with the Dodgers getting the World Series. My gosh, were we awake late. Here at SiriusXM, 60s Gold, but congratulations, L.A. Dodgers. They just won 4 years ago, and now they've won it again. So there'll be a parade in L.A. for the Dodgers now. You're at 60s Gold with the Beatles.
Standing in the dockets of half.
Marvin Gaye on the Flash Hole 20 Farm at 60s Gold. Tonight's the night where I go outside and I already made a sign up. It says, welcome, great pumpkin. And then I go outside and I find I have to go to the pumpkin patch. And Linus told me this is a work. He said, the great pumpkin, the legendary personality who rises from the pumpkin patch on Halloween, carrying a large bag of toys to deliver to believing children. I believed him all these years, so I'm headed out again. I haven't ever caught this great pumpkin, but we'll try it again with 60s Gold. And I saw Charlie Brown. He's going as a ghost. He just said he had a little trouble with the scissors. He's going to get a rock, probably, at 60s Gold.
SiriusXM, 60s Gold.
The Ring of Fire at 60s Gold. There's a statue called the Ring of Fire for Johnny Cash. It's in Midtown Memphis is where you can find that. There's a ring of lights all around him. And so they call it the Ring of Fire statue for Johnny Cash. You're on the Flash Hole 20 Farm here on the Halloween. Oh, no. Somebody's at my door again. I know it's National Doorbell Day, but what? Are the kids, they come early in the neighborhood because they all, can you hang on? I got to go actually over there. Hold on. Where? Hang on. Hang on. I got to see if it's the kids. Yep. Kids at the door. All right. Hold on. I'll get to them in a second here at 60s Gold. I'll take care of this and give them some treats. But for now, I'm going to play a Halloween song, and you can have
dinner with Trots at 60s Gold.
Wow, that's pretty wild here at 60s Gold.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me.
Mm-hmm.
the waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
With Drax, some of the wild songs you'll be hearing today here at 60s Gold. Which ones will make the countdown? We'll find out. You ever been to Farmingdale, New York, out on Long Island? They have a place where you can celebrate Halloween year-round. It's called the Haunted House of Hamburgers. Have you ever been over there? Yeah, you can do that every day of the year. It's pretty cool. Frankenstein's even outside for you.
Commercial-free 60s hits. Sirius XM. '60s Gold.
Those are on Tommy James at '60s Gold. Hey, the phone just rang, and guess who's on the other line? Oh, my gosh. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon checking in this early in the morning. Freddie's wondering whether or not his song is going to be on our countdown later. Let's say hi to him. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, good morning to you, Flash. Yep, I'm right here.
My gosh. All right. What are you going to do for Halloween? Are you going to be on Svengoli's show, maybe?
They're going to have the video. I think that's they debut the video. Yeah, I'm in the video. So that's where you'll see me, because I'm still out here in California. So they're out in Chicago. So I'm not going to be going to Chicago, but you'll see me on the video.
Oh, my gosh. Well, before we play that, hey, now, is this true? You used to have it because we've had a lot of hurricanes. Did you really have a band called Freddie and the Hurricanes? Is that real?
Yes, that's real. That's the first band I ever had. I took them. We went into the studio for $35 to cut Tallahassee Lassie, which then was called She's My Rock and Roll Baby. We had the lyrics were changed by Bob Crew, but the song was the same. It was I wrote that with my mom, and I had the melody and everything to Tallahassee Lassie, and he changed it to Tallahassee Lassie out in New York City when I signed. Yeah, producing a contract with them.
Wow. You know what's so cool? You have just the greatest stories about all this. And we had talked about, there was a fun story about one of our listeners was the guy who pulled you over, and he remembered, and you remember the story that happened there about the stop sign, and he said, oh my gosh, this is Freddie Cannon. I'm giving him just a warning, no ticket. How about that? That was a cool story too.
Yeah, that was.
And even not only the fact that I play your older stuff, but the fact that you went in and recorded songs like Down at Fenway Park and the Dodgers song as well. You had some really incredible songs since then as well. You even did Svengoli Stomp, but now we have Hey Svengoli, which is totally different. So this is just really cool, all the work that you've put into all your music.
Thank you. Thank you, Flash. I like to do, you know, I'm always thinking, so once I have a subject, it comes easy for me to write a song if I know what I'm writing for, you know, or something. Because that's the idea. Once I get that idea and the title, then I can work around the title of a song. Wow. That's usually what I do. I think most songwriters probably do the same thing, you know, or different. Maybe they do it a different way. I don't know.
Wow.
But you know, I love doing that, and I appreciate you telling the listeners that they that all these songs that I wrote, you know, I do. I put my heart into them, and I want them to be, you know, a Freddie Cannon or a Freddie Boom Boom Cannon song, you know. It so
they are. They're signature songs when you just hear these things. So let's go ahead and roll it again here for the Halloween. This one is Hey Svengoolie by our friend Freddie Boom Boom Cannon on 60s Gold. Called Hey Svengoolie. If you've never seen Svengoolie on MeTV, he's fabulous. And there you go. So Freddie Cannon, you did the song right about him as well. And maybe it'll make the countdown. We have a top 13 on the way at noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific. We'll see whether or not it makes it. Hey, Freddie, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'm going to get a broom and fly across Los Angeles.
Oh. that you'll be actually the person spotting the car chases on the ground. That's a big thing in LA.
I'm very, very thankful for your flash and for you guys playing my music, and I'm very thankful for that. 60s Gold will rock forever, I guess. You know, as long as you guys are there, it's going to stay and rock.
Some of the amusement parks are open this weekend for the Halloween Fest. They continued it all the way through this weekend.
Starting your morning with 60s hits. Sirius XM, 60s Gold.
Hey, it's Pat St. John. My Saturday show is coming up this weekend.
Saturday night, another Saturday night.
Radio Hall of Fame inductee Pat St. John. Playing your feel-good phone requests, along with 60s favorites and some cool things from Pat's own collection.
Join me Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, on SiriusXM 60s Gold.
There you go. That song, actually the Manhattan Transfer version of that song, was played right before World Series game number 5 last night. If you didn't hear it, they did Boy from New York City.
60s Gold, Sirius XM.
As you sit there with the lights off, hopefully the kids won't be there. It was so funny because the kids just showed up at the door again. More costumes. They actually trick-or-treat in the morning here in the neighborhood. It's really a strange thing. So the kids were just out there. I actually have my outdoor camera right there. You want to listen in to see if they like what I actually gave them? All right, let's see what they gave them. Turn the camera on. Go ahead.
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter. I got a rock.
I gave the kid that looked like a ghost. He had too many holes in his costume. I gave him a rock. All right, it's 60s Gold.
It's Flash Phelps and all 60s hits to start your day. Sirius XM, 60s Gold.
Did the Halloween in New Orleans one year. My guess, it was about 20 years ago. Boy, that was fun. It was that was a great Halloween city at 60s Gold, including the Voodoo Museum. They have that down in New Orleans, where they have real human skulls, and they have voodoo dolls, and they have a gator head, a man with a gator head. If you've never seen, that's one of the strange places, too, if you haven't seen the Voodoo Museum. Another one down in Louisiana, where Jimmy Clanton's from. Do you remember this one? It's a really wacky story. 27-year-old Felix Moncla and his co-pilot, they were in the Air Force, and their jet vanished after being scrambled to intercept a mysterious radar blip. The plaque that you can see on his grave right there in Louisiana reads, "Disappeared November 23rd, 1953, while intercepting an unidentified flying object over Canadian airspace." You can see that down in Louisiana over at Sacred Heart Cemetery. Or some wacky thing. You have a wacky story yourself, something like that? Some of the weird stories? Let me know here at 60s Gold.
Got Flash Phelps and all 60s hits.
Good morning, Starshine.
Sirius XM 60s Gold.
So I North Dakota 59th Street Bridge song. They used that during the New York City Marathon, which is this coming Sunday, to be able to run from Queens over into Manhattan. They'll use the 59th Street Bridge or the Ed Koch Bridge.
Hey, very happy Halloween. Hey, Kelly, what do we have going on here for Halloween?
Good morning, Flash.
Oh, that's my voice over here. Good morning. Let's see, what do we have going on today?
Right, the average American is about to eat a ton of candy over the next few days.
Yes.
Here's how you counteract some of the health effects. Mm-hmm. There's a website called The Conversation, and they did a big article on how too much candy can wreck you.
Oh.
Yes, it will mess with that balance of good bacteria in your gut. You know, messing with it can cause indigestion.
Wow.
It can weaken your immune system.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, too much candy can make you sick in more than one way.
Mm.
Now, there's a way to deal with it. After you polish off your kid's candy stash, go eat sauerkraut.
What?
It'll rebalance everything.
What?
Fiber, the unsaturated fats, the fermented foods. And you know what fiber and unsaturated fats are. Chemicals found in plants. It actually starts with pH, not F.
Oh, good. Well, everything here starts with pH and not F. Yeah.
Phytochemicals. But fermented food like sauerkraut are important, too, because they help replenish that good bacteria your gut needs.
Oh.
You know, to keep you healthy.
All right.
If you're not a sauerkraut fan, don't feel like you have to choke it down.
Oh.
Other fermented foods include yogurt.
Yeah. Oh, what else? Okay, I have yogurt in here.
Kimchi, kombucha.
Uh-huh.
I love sauerkraut.
Yeah, you've always told us that, how much you love sauerkraut out there.
I love it. I can eat it right out of the jar.
You want to?
So I think I'm good to go.
Okay, there you go. Just actually don't eat a lot of that candy. I know when all the kids come by, and then or they don't come by, and then all of a sudden you have all that candy. Maybe just donate it. It's Sirius XM, 60s Gold. Get the sauerkraut in the house ready to go.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Making your morning out of sight.
Everything is all right.
All 60s hits to start your day with Flash Phelps. Sirius XM 60s Gold.
Oh, there's Mary Wells at 60s Gold. I'll play a song about clowns here in a second. In fact, for Halloween, my niece said she's going as Pennywise. She's only six. And I said, what are you going? Is it Penny? How do you know what Pennywise is? You're six. You shouldn't even know about the movie It or about this. And she said, no, I'm going as Pennywise. I was like, okay. Well, I'll have to see what that looks like tomorrow. There you go. Hey, listen to this story here at 60s Gold. Don has written us from Aurora, Illinois. Oh, this is a spooky one. He said, Flash, I have a spooky story, and this happened 30 years ago. He said, our son, he was only 2 years old at the time. He walks over to the cordless phone on the coffee table. He picks it up. It didn't even ring. And he starts talking for 30 to 45 seconds with somebody on the other side of the phone. He hangs up the phone after that. And we ask him, well, who were you talking to? And you just said goodbye. Who was that? He said, oh, it was Grandpa. No more than about 10 minutes later, my brother-in-law calls and said that my wife's father had just passed away. Grandpa. We looked at each other and wondered, what just happened? Still makes us think about it today. How did Grandpa and our son at 2 years old have a conversation when he had just passed away? There you go. Your spooky stories. You have some of those? Let us know at 60s Gold.
Must be the season of the
week. It's the season of pumpkin spice and spooky songs from the 60s.
They played the Monster Mash.
Our listener voted top 13 songs of Halloween.
Spooky.
Today, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on 60s Gold and in the SiriusXM app.
Thank you.
Mike Sharp with a song called Spooky at 60s Gold. If you said that was a remake of the Classics 4, you got it totally backwards. That was the original right there. Mike Sharp did it even a year before Classics 4 will even get it to the chart. That was from very late 1966, early 1967. By the end of 67, early 68, then the remake will hit by Classics 4 of that same exact song. And then later you remember who else did it too. Yeah, Fame Gang did it. And then Atlanta Rhythm Section. It's Sirius XM, 60s Gold.
Nothing but uninterrupted 60s music. Play it now. The channel is 60s Gold, just music. One of over 200 extra channels available only in the Sirius XM app.
Sonny Farm in 60s Gold. I have my 2025 Farmer's Almanac here. I always think about Pete Geiger, who gives us this almanac. This is really incredible. I got him on right now because Pete Geiger has so much to do with Halloween. Every single Halloween, Lewiston, Maine, you show up at his house and you get big candy bars, but you need the secret password. And we got Pete with us right now. Hey, good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning. It's always nice to be with you, especially on Halloween, because this is my Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's all wrapped in one night. I started working on this like July 5th buying candy, and I finally got to about 9,000 candy bars, and they weigh like, it weighs 34,560 ounces, 2,160 pounds of candy, 60 varieties. And part of the gig is, what is the secret password? So when you know the secret password, then you get 3 king-size candy bars.
Wow.
And out of 30 varieties. So this year, my surprise announcement is I'm giving out 4 king-size candy bars. And so the password this year is kindness counts. As you probably know, last year in Lewiston had a mass murder. So yeah. 18 people killed last year, and it was 6 days before Halloween. So I had changed my password to Lewiston Strong. And so this year I brought back the password I was going to use last year, which is kindness counts, which I think fits our situation in Maine and quite frankly everywhere else. So yeah, so I've got 30 varieties. I've got all my things set up. My only problem is the heat today.
Oh my gosh. What's the flash Fahrenheit supposed to be in Lewiston today? Is it
supposed to be 70, 71, 72 degrees? But
it's incredible.
So I can't put it. It would be terrible if it all melted. Oh, I also have a hearse this year, too. I borrowed a hearse.
A hearse? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I got a hearse. I got a big bucket of taffy in there. So the kids get their 4 king size candy bars, put their hand in the hearse, grab some more candy, and off they go. The only thing that would be better is if you happen to be here, if you were traveling through Maine on a Halloween, and then of course, I could see it.
Now, last year, you said you had a record amount of people that showed up at your house.
Yes.
How many were there?
Well, normally you get 2,100. Last year, I had just about 3,000. But primarily, we had the national media. Well, we had the media here.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
But it was a beautiful night. It had rained, and all of a sudden, everything lightened up, and then families were coming, and they were happy, and, you know, the trauma of the shootings is still with us, but it was great. It's always fun, and I've been doing this for 30 years, and it's at Geiger and at Farmer's Almanac headquarters because it's gotten too big for my house. So we have 70 Mount Hope Avenue, And the first person that says Flash is going to get one extra candy bar. Just the first person. Because when I said this, by the way, Flash, then they put it all over social media and everybody says Flash. And it's like, forget it. The first person.
So still say Flash to Pete because you never know what it'll do for you.
Yep.
Well, we always want to thank you so much. And we love your book, The Farmer's Almanac. We get it every year here. So we're watching.
Yep.
And have an incredible night. And let me know tomorrow the outcome. I want to see if you can break 3,000 people show up at your door.
I will do my best. Okay, thanks, Flash.
You got
be
it.
Good.
And Pete Geiger, The Farmer's Almanac, there with 60s Gold.
60s Gold.
Sirius XM, 60s Gold. Four Tops. And they are out on the cruise right now. It's called the Malt Shop Memories Cruise is where they are. Hey, Sue, thank you for writing in. And she said, my dad's having an 80th birthday. His name is Jerry, or it could be Gary because it is G-E-R-R-Y. And we know the Bachelor, the Golden Bachelor, his name was spelled G-E-R-R-Y. And he said it Gary. So is it Gary or Jerry? I'm going to guess Jerry. All right. And he's an avid listener. He lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Always between 8:30 and 10, we know he has your show on. He's 80 today, so a happy birthday from his loving daughter, Sue, and son-in-law, Mike, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you. You're putting a huge smile on his face today. Signed, Sue. You're on Halloween with 60s Gold.
Every era of 60s hits.
Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do.
Playing on Sirius XM.
60s Gold.
Flash Phelps. Mornings. 60s Hits. 24/7.
These eyes, guess who? On the Flash Phelps Funny Farm at 60s Gold. Today, National Doorbell Day. And that was ringing at about 6 o'clock this morning. And it still could ring later because the kids just come by all day long. And I have to keep on running to the door. So stand by if I have to run to the door on that. And it's also called Knock Knock Joke Day. But if you have just any kind of Halloween joke, very cool. Let's go to the Flash phone, the 60s. Yes. Hello. Hey.
Good morning, Flash.
Well, good morning. All right. Who's that?
Matt and Leslie from San Angelo. And did you know it's Halloween?
Let me check. Is it
Happy Halloween?
Oh, yeah, it is Halloween.
We thought you'd appreciate a few riddles.
Yes, we were waiting on these. All right, Matt and Leslie with some jokes down in San Angelo.
So my first is, do you know why the skeleton didn't cross the road?
Why didn't the skeleton not cross the road?
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road, Matt?
Didn't have any guts.
Also,
you're right. All right.
Same skeleton, but why didn't he go to the dance?
Why didn't he go to the dance?
I don't know. Why didn't he go to the dance?
Because he had nobody to go with him. Happy Halloween.
You got
bye.
It.
Bye. There you go.
So that's our friends Matt and Leslie checking in on SiriusXM 60s Gold. You have some Halloween jokes? All right, let's go ahead and get into our disguise now.